Lesson 18, Li Ming's birthday.
Think about it. Have you ever received an interesting gift? How do you usually celebrate your birthday?
October 12th. Dear Jenny and Danny, many thanks for the presents. The postman brought them to me yesterday. I love the jacket, Jenny. The style is in fashion here in China, and red is my favorite color. You remembered. The jacket fits me very well. How did you know my size? Danny, I also love the cap. I laughed and laughed when I saw it. It looks like your cap. I will think of you when I wear it. My mother and father held a party for my birthday. They invited my friends, cousins, grandparents, uncles, and aunts. We ate noodles. My mother bought some balloons. She also bought a delicious birthday cake. When it was time for dessert, she turned off the lights, and my father carried the cake into the room. There were 13 candles on it. I made a wish. Then I took a deep breath and blew out the candles immediately. I was so happy. Your friend, Li Ming. They fit. Do I look good?
Culture tip. In China, eating long noodles means you will live a long life. Chinese people usually eat noodles on their birthdays.
Let's do it.
Read the lesson and write true or false.
Li Ming's mother picked up the presents from the post office. The jacket fits Li Ming very well. Danny gave his own cap to Li Ming. When it was time for dessert, Li Ming's father turned off the lights, and his mother carried cake into the room.
Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
Hi, Wang Lei. I couldn't wait to call you. Tell me about your birthday.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you for the lovely presents.
Does the shirt fit you?
Yes, it's just my size.
How about the color?
It's my favorite. You remembered.
And the style?
Is it in fashion here?
I'm glad you like it. How about the cap?
I like it too. I will think of you when I wear it.
Did you have a birthday party?
Yes. My mom and dad held a party for me. We ate noodles. Noodles are a special birthday food in China. Eating long noodles means you will have a long life.
Game. Word relay.
Students sit in rows. The first student in each row whispers the words breath, fashion, balloon, deep, and candle to the next student. That student then whispers the words to the next student, and so on. The last student in each row comes to the front of the class and writes the words on the board. The row that has the most correct words wins. The rows that do not win have to make sentences using at least three words.
Interview your family members or classmates about their birthdays and fill in the table. Then choose one story and write a report about it.
Member. Birthday.
Gift.
Activity.
Other.
Grandparents.
Parents.
Cousins.